things are possible.
Welcome to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Africa Harley of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. This message of faith is life-transforming, anointed to help you discover your right positioning and mission in God's kingdom. It will help you break from past negative perceptions and empower you to lead an overcoming life. Now, receive Reverend Afrique.
Welcome to church. So, once again, let me wish every possibilitarian yesterday and today a very happy anniversary. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 21. It says, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope." And the next verse says, "It is of the Lord's mercies." Is that the case? "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." So we make it, and maybe we read the whole passage. 21. "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion does not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." Amen. Please look up. The topic for today is keeping hope alive. Amen. And so, hear me as I speak to you. Keeping hope alive. It is said, where there is hope, there is life. Meaning that life without hope is dead. Life without hope is dead. Where the word dead is stagnancy, non-functional, inactivity, no progress. So just like faith without works is dead, I am telling you today, on the strength of what I know about hope, that life without hope, it's a living dead. It's living but dead. Amen. So today we are looking at the place of hope in life. Thank you, Father. Permit me to read Dr. Otterbeck's inspirational or reawakening passage. "There's hope for your future, says the Lord." Jeremiah 31. Turn your Bibles there. Jeremiah 31, the verse is 17. But it must be read together with verse 16. And the combined effect would be very, very beneficial. Amen. Jeremiah 31, verse 16 and 17. "Thus saith the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping." It meant that somebody must be weeping. And God is telling you, refrain, stop weeping. Refrain your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. Possibility, your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. In other words, if you have lost anything at all, in rewarding you, God will bring a restoration. Then verse 17 says, based on what I have told you, there is hope for your future, says the Lord. And once again, your children shall come again to their own border. What is life without hope? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 is telling us, "For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Because a living dog is better than a dead lion." What a comparison. What is simply telling us that if you are alive, there is hope. And that it is better to be alive than dead. It is better to be alive than kill yourself. And that what makes life meaningful is hope. What makes life meaningful is hope. What makes life worth living is hope. Hope alive. So to live without hope is death. And we have been told where there is life, there is hope. It's an open check. If you want to make it definite, you say, where there is hope, there is life. Where there is hope, you can live meaningfully. Where there is hope, there's a reason to live. Quickly, what is hope? What is hope? Number one, what is hope? What is hope that makes life meaningful? Living meaningfully. What is hope? Number one, hope is the future. Anything about hope relates to the future. What a future we have in God. 15 years ago, or 15 years earlier, was a seed at Club 250. We trusted God. We believed God. We were moving along with God. Today, we are 15 years. It used to be a future, but it has been realized. In the same way, hear me, your 10 years has already been squeezed in the hands of God. Your 10 years to come has already been paid for. Your 15 years to come has already been paid for. Your 20 years to come have already been pre-planned. Your 30 years to come has already been given. How long do you want to stay on earth? Amen. The entire message I'm preaching today, why you must be alive, is that God has given you an assignment. So if you are 90 and God comes to you like Abraham, go and do this. That gives you hope. And you continue living. I can't imagine myself. Even now, I cannot imagine myself living without doing anything. It appears I'm workaholic. I don't know. I don't want to call myself workaholic. Because something must be done all the time. Amen? So why should I be praying for 100 years when there's nothing to do? You can live 100 years if after 90 years, God gives you another 10 years of an assignment. Otherwise, you will cause trouble. Is somebody listening? Mrs. Amekuji, are you here? For you to live long, there must be something God has given you to do. And you are actively doing it. You won't die young. Hear me. It was hope that kept Joseph alive. Possibility. This is what I tell you. If you didn't die in the pit like Joseph, then don't kill yourself. What I'm saying is that if your own brothers, and let me tell you, when we say killing, even the Bible provides for that. It is people from your own family who have access and can kill you. So if your own brothers who hated you could not kill you, why? Because of the vision. Because of the vision God has given you. The thought came. Let's kill this boy. You don't know how many thoughts God has been frustrating on your behalf. Is somebody getting it? You don't know how many wicked thoughts God has been intercepting on your behalf. Because you carry vision. You carry a destiny. Stand on your feet and say, I carry a destiny. I cannot be killed before my time. I shall not die before my time. Please take your seat. Take your seat. Yeah, man. I'm pretending to be preaching over there. But the message is in my heart. I want to tell you. Amen. If you are ever going to be the breadbasket from your father's house to your brethren and to the nations at large, after the order of just Joseph, then you will encounter a pit. And some of us have already been out of the pit. But there's the Potiphar's house waiting for you. It's a place of betrayal. You see, you have been rejected. almost killed by your brothers. Now you enter a palace. Say, wow, I have arrived. You didn't kill me. Now this is a palace. Suddenly, things appear to be happening. This is a spacious place. I could eat what I like. I could spend what I like. I could drive the master's car, except his wife. So, it appears Joseph had arrived. Vision had come alive. They didn't kill me. Wow, I shall become. And then, bam! Another betrayer. Another disappointment. And this time, into prison. Have you ever asked yourself this question? What is happening to me? If you have not asked that question once, then you have a long way to go. If you have not asked this question, because you have to ask this question about 3 times. You have to ask this question. What is happening to me? I asked this question in Taifa. When I was pastoring ICGC Taifa, I asked this question. What is happening to me? Is this what I saw? Then I concluded, this is not it. No, this is not it. Then I remember Joseph. Betrayers. Men kai me hun yao. But you see, visioners must do themselves good to rationalize out of every trouble. Give yourself a reason. Give yourself a reason. Give yourself a reason why you must continue to live.
Voice of Possibility will be back soon. We hope you are being blessed by this message. For counseling or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call after this broadcast on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Welcome back to Voice of Possibility.
I have always done that. So when people were pitying me, I had long overcome and was seeing the future. From Potiphar's house into prison. But the man was still living. Do you know you can live in prison? A meaningful life in prison? And the problem or the question is, or the reason you must give yourself, if my own people didn't kill me, nobody can kill me. This is the message I'm giving you. Somebody, great man of God, was saying that he went through a lot. One of it was a physical thing. A demonic entity caught him as a 10-year-old boy and brought him into the highway and left him there. That's where vehicles were coming from both ends for him to die physically. Yet, somehow, he survived it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall lay any charge against the elect of God? Who shall condemn? If God has not condemned you, no one is permitted to condemn you. If God has not allowed it, no one is permitted to do you harm. Amen. So Joseph survived. He saw the promise. The promise gave him hope. Eventually, he became. Vision don't lie. According to Habakkuk, vision don't lie. It may only delay. It may only tarry. Amen? But vision don't lie. God's inspired assignment will speak at the end of the day. Possibility? As we celebrate the goodness of God today, I want you to keep hope alive. In closing, how can I keep hope alive? Just let me give you one. How can I keep myself going in spite of the odds? Ooh, It's a simple thing.
Lamentation 3:21. He said, remember. Kai! Don't kuji! Kai mo!
Kai! Remember! The weeping prophet, Jeremiah, who wrote Lamentation.
And lamentation is weeping.
As in all kinds of questions. What is happening to me? What has...
It was one of those questions that led him to pen down Jeremiah 33 verse 3. God said, you are weeping? Pray. And I will show you what is happening. I will show you great and hidden things that you don't know of.
Wipe your tears.
It's not say Jeremiah who wrote 31, 16 and 7.
Weeping everywhere.
You cannot be comforted. You refuse to be comforted. He said, until you wipe your tears, you will not see. Until you stop crying, you will not see the future.
Wipe your tears. Your tear and your pain is blocking inspiration. By all means, cry a little. It will do some psychological release. It will give you some psychological release. So weep, tear, but consider the pain. How long are you going to weep? The earlier you dry your tears, the faster your cheers will come. Because tears and cheers don't go together. One must end for the other to come back. So, how can I give myself hope? Please remember the goodness of the Lord in the past. That's all. Just remember what God has done in the past. I mean, throughout your Christian life, has God done anything that you have testified before? If yes, then that is enough to give you the future. Because if he has done it before, he would do it again. If he has done it before, he would do it again. That is that. That is all you need. Do not recall the past and be sad. Because remember, or remembrance can give you two things. Excitement and negative vibes. But take the excitement. Take what God has done. And tell yourself, as we know, if God has done it before, he will do it again. Let me advise the believer today. When you see God do a work of testimony in the lives of your neighbor, don't be envious. Be happy. Be happy for them. You literally must celebrate with them. Why? If God has done it for him, if God has done it for her, then he will do it for me. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Amen. But that is not so. That is not so with many church people. I have been a church boy all my life. We don't celebrate. We rather become depressed when people break through. I have seen a couple of people like that. Seen a couple of people literally like that. They get sick when others break through. What? The formula is that if you celebrate your neighbor's testimony, God is still in the neighborhood. God is still in the neighborhood. It's a picture. It tells us that, oh, God can do it. It has been one of my major formulas. When I see somebody breaking through, I just go and peep. Wow, really? This is an indication that God can also do it for me. But immediately you become envious. You are gone. Possibly the next 15 years is yours for the taking. The next 20 years is yours for the taking. The next 30 years is yours for the taking. The next 50 years is yours for the taking. Make sure at every point, hope is alive. The Lord bless you.
I said, the Lord bless you. We are getting there. We are going heaven knows we are. It is not a sorrowful song. We know we will. Bam, 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 bam. We will get. Check the lyrics.
Heaven knows how we will get. We know we will.
If you have not seen the lyrics, you would think it's a sorrowful song. You see it? The Holy Ghost is accurate, eh? The road may be rough, but we will get there. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Two things. Remember what God has done. See what He's doing for your neighbors. Don't be jealous about your neighbors. Be inspired. If He has done it for them, He will do it for me. The Lord bless you. Amen.
Now, you have been charged to go and discharge. For counseling, fellowship, or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call now on the following hotlines. 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Beloved, you have been listening to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Afrik Ahali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, Accra, Ghana. Faith comes by hearing and hearing again. We encourage you to get the full edition of this message and other series by Reverend Afrik from ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, near the Dansoman Kipit Park. We welcome you to our following services. Sunday service at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the second service. Our Wednesday services are from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For further information, contact us on 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Possibility, a city set on a hill, your church in Dansoman, where God makes every worshiper a possibility. God richly bless you.